Now, reporting live, LBC's US correspondent Simon Marks.
Well, Eddie, for Joe Biden, this will, of course, be a week of firsts. His first face-to-face meeting has already taken place today with the Prime Minister. His first in-person encounter tomorrow with many of the G7 leaders, though a couple of them did traipse to Washington ahead of the summit. And next week, of course, what is expected to be a very combative first encounter with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Joe Biden talked tough about that last night when he addressed American service personnel at Mildenhall Air Force Base in Suffolk.
This is my first overseas trip as President of the United States. I'm heading to the G7, then to the NATO ministerial, and then to meet with Mr. Putin to let him know what I want him to know.
Words that didn't exactly seem to chill blood in the Kremlin, where Vladimir Putin's pliant courts were yesterday banning completely all activities by the political movement led by jailed opposition activist Alexei Navalny. Despite that, officials travelling with President Biden said today the meeting in Geneva next Wednesday is still on. Before then, the president's quest is to rebuild alliances that Donald Trump largely rubbished and tarnished during his 4 years in office. It is, as the president said last night, all about capitalizing on an inflection point in history and making sure bad actors on the world stage like Russia and China don't win the battle for the 21st century.
We're going to make it clear that the United States is back and democracies of the world are standing together to tackle the toughest challenges and the issues that matter most to our future. That we're committed to leading with strength, defending our values, and delivering for our people.
And central to that effort is vaccine diplomacy. In just under an hour's time, President Biden will officially announce that the U.S. is buying 500 million doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech jab to give away over the next 2 years. The Prime Minister and other G7 leaders will also announce initiatives of their own. The White House sees vaccines as the primary way in which the U.S. can restore its credibility on the world stage and promote the benefits of democracy through no-strings-attached largesse, a contrast, U.S. officials say, with Russia and China. On Air Force One yesterday, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
He does want to show, rallying the rest of the world's democracies, that democracies are the countries that can best deliver solutions for people everywhere. And that goes for COVID-19, it goes for climate change, it goes for economic recovery, and it goes for the basic human rights and human dignity of all people.
But will it work? After G7, EU, and NATO leaders endured 4 years of being called deadbeats by President Trump and heard their alliances being dismissed as obsolete, the anchors on CNN this morning were asking a pertinent question.
We know President Biden is trying hard to re-engage the world. But is the world ready or willing to re-engage the U.S.? What is the global view of the United States ahead of these summits?
Well, clearly parlous, or you wouldn't be asking. First Lady Jill Biden today attracted considerable attention over here by wearing a jacket over there emblazoned with the word love on it. American reporters asked her to explain it.
Oh, the love? Well, I think that we're bringing love from America. I think that this is a global conference and we're trying to bring unity across the globe. And I think that's important right now, that people feel a sense of unity for all the countries and feel a sense of hope after this year of the pandemic.
Apple pie and crumbly candy bars, a stark contrast there with former First Lady Melania Trump, who once wore a coat emblazoned with the words, "I really don't care," as she flew to visit separated immigrant families on America's southern border. A win in the jacket wars then, Eddie. But can the Bidens bring off more than that?
Our US correspondent Simon Marks back on this program tomorrow, as he is every Friday at 4:45 with Simon Marks's American Week.